Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, High School Edition, where we highlight happenings at the secondary level. On this week's program, New Forest High School uses music to influence the behavior of boys. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Located close to the Alligator Pond community in Manchester, New Forest High School was built in 1948. Since that time, however, the school has gone through a series of changes. The school began as a primary school, then changed to a primary and all-age, primary and junior high with an infant department, and is now primary, infant, and high school. Students who attend the school are from the surrounding communities of Alligator Pond, Plowden, Prospect, Nain, Bull Savannah, and Rose Corner, among others.
As it relates to academic performance, what we have to measure the school at right now is our GSAT and literacy numeracy program, because our high school is built in every year. So we are presently at third form, grade 9. Come September, we'll be introducing 10th grade, and then by 2019-2020, we'll be up to fifth form.
Principal Arnaldo Allen.
When I took over as principal then of the infant, primary, and junior, our numeracy was at 43%. We are now at 83%. The literacy was at 67%. We are now at 93%. Our GSAT continues to hold its own with national average. And 2 years ago, we got a government scholarship and another scholarship, the Aubrey Phillips Scholarship. So we get scholarships out of our GSAT program as well.
One highlight of the school's many extracurricular activities is its music program. The impact of the program goes far beyond teaching students how to play instruments. In fact, it has helped to improve the academic performance and overall discipline of boys at the school. Music teacher Michael Levy says the boys would normally waste time on the compound, disrupting classes in the process. He decided to use that to his advantage.
Instead of telling them to be quiet, why not channel the noise into something? Channel the fighting into play. Channel the cursing into something. So we know the saying that the devil finds work for idle hands. Why not give them something to do? And doing that, these boys became an example on the compound, getting positions in the school like prefect because of the exposure and because of how well they have to be disciplined, playing the beat and getting every beat in order. They apply that to their school and they have a difference.
With a lack of musical instruments, Mr. Levy says the school has had to get creative. Instead of buying new instruments, students use buckets, only spending money to buy drumsticks. Getting exposure for the boys was the next natural step for the program, which came in the form of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission JCDC Festival.
I didn't even know that they love it that much, but they put their all into it. We have been getting nothing below a gold medal, winning everything that we have entered. So the JCDC has set a platform for us. We were playing at Goldie Hotel, and then Mandeville launched Chamber of Commerce, where we had Peter Bunting and all those. Those are the kind of the events that we are invited to.
Music teacher Michael Levy. To close Jamaica's Promise this week, feedback from some of the boys. First up, Akeem Witter, who describes how he feels playing music.
It's nice, it teaches a lot, the discipline. I love to play music.
Govan Shah, help us to be disciplined. Help us to do our schoolwork, sir.
Amari, how nice, I'm in grade 6. Help us to be disciplined, and so we get a lot of exposure and get more discipline.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a secondary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of student engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.